This is JIS News. Coming up, government partners with UN to beef up security at airports, tourism industry to welcome 3.5 million visitors for 2014, and motorcyclists urged to wear safety helmets. The news in detail after this message.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. As you cook and bake, put several items in the oven at the same time. Just make sure there's room for heat to circulate. Check on dishes through the oven window. Opening the oven door lowers the temperature, which increases preparation time. If you have a microwave or toaster oven, use it for smaller tasks such as reheating. Conserve while cooking and baking this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. An airport communication project, AirComp, is to be implemented at the Norman Manley and Sangster International Airports to counter the risks of illicit exports and imports through air travel. This follows the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between the government and the United Nations. The project is an initiative of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes, World Customs Organization, and the International Criminal Police Organization, aimed at supporting the establishment of security and effective international law enforcement networks.
This initiative will be facilitated by the establishment of two joint interdiction task forces, one at the Norman Manley International Airport and the second at the Sangster International Airport. The objective will be to improve coordination in various areas as well as to avoid duplication of activities, leading to a safer, more reliable, more efficient and user-friendly air transport system.
Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies. AirComp will provide real-time communication between international sources, transit, and destination airports in Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Jamaica is expected to welcome approximately 3.5 million stopover and cruise visitors for 2014. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the industry projects another record-breaking year as it prepares for a successful winter tourist season. Last December, Jamaica achieved a landmark milestone when, for the first time in history, the island recorded 2 million stopover visitors. Based on this year's achievements, the tourism minister says the island is on track to surpass this figure. He says for the period January to October, the industry has seen a marked increase in the number of stopover arrivals when compared with the same period last year.
For the period January through October, Jamaica welcomed over 1.7 million stopover visitors, a 3.1% increase over the same period last year. Earnings from stopover arrivals for the same period grew even more and stood at $1.7 billion, reflecting an increase of 5.1% over 2013.
The 2014-2015 winter tourist season begins December 15 and ends in April. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the government continues to take all necessary steps to ensure that the country is set firmly on a path of sustained economic growth. He says the country continues to see positive signs under the economic reform program being implemented by the government.
Jamaica has successfully completed 5 IMF reviews, and we are confident that the 6th review will also be completed successfully when the IMF board meets later this month.
Dr. Phillips says the government intends to build on the growth momentum already underway. He was opening the debate on the first supplementary estimates for the fiscal year 2014-2015 in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The estimates reflect an overall revised expenditure of $539.3 billion, representing a net reduction of $739 million as against the original approved estimates of $540 billion. And the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is urging motorcyclists and pillion passengers to wear helmets to protect themselves from injury and or death in the event of a collision. This appeal comes against the background of traffic accidents last weekend, which resulted in the death of 2 motorcyclists and a pillion passenger. A report from the Road Safety Unit said none of the 3 deceased were wearing helmets. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, is reminding motorcyclists that wearing helmets when operating a motorcycle is a requirement by law. To date, a total of 57 motorcyclists, all males, have been killed since the start of the year. That was the JIS News. I'm Edjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.